1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The calls are growing for Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu to bring the remaining October 7th hostages home, especially after the recovery of six hostages in a Gaza tunnel. There was a funeral today in Jerusalem for one of them, American citizen Hirsch Goldberg Polan.
Those beautiful six survived together, and those beautiful six died together. And now they will be remembered together forever.
His mother, Rachel Goldberg. Vice President Harris campaigns on this Labor Day in two battleground states, speaking at this hour to union workers in Detroit, Michigan, and later today marching with President Biden in a pro-union parade in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Former President Trump has no scheduled events today, but he'll take part in a town hall this Wednesday. A suspect is in custody, accused in a shooting on a Chicago commuter train this morning that left four people dead. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Democratic nominee for Vice President Tim Walz campaigning in Milwaukee today. Senator Elizabeth Warren spent last week campaigning for the Harris-Walz ticket in Wisconsin. She says she supports Kamala Harris's plan to lower consumer prices by targeting corporate price gouging.
When they increase their profits by 448%, if your profits went up by that much, it's price gouging.
Warren on WISN-TV's Upfront yesterday. President Biden travels to southwest Wisconsin on Thursday. He's expected to talk about the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act. Meanwhile, Donald Trump will hold a campaign rally in central Wisconsin on Saturday. Trump campaign says it will happen at the airport in Mosinee starting at 1 in the afternoon. This is Civic Media News. An initiative called the United Vision Project connects people with conflicting political views. As Eric Tegedoff reports, the goal is to help heal the country's democracy.
The United Vision Project facilitates meaningful conversations between people with differing views. It started in 2020 and has since reached a 500,000 people in 12 states. Nancy Pellegano says volunteers are trained in the authentic relational conversations technique.
I do not argue with people. I don't tell people they are wrong. I don't judge. I have a conversation. I listen.
Pellegano says she joined the project 4 years ago because of the divisive rhetoric she'd been hearing since Barack Obama's presidency. She wanted to learn what was dividing people and find a way to connect with them on a deeper level to help heal the country. The program has volunteers, but it also finds people who may be secluded, such as those in rural areas. Pellegano says many people simply don't feel heard. I'm Eric Tegedoff.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
A 5-game winning streak for the Brewers comes to an end. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports. It took 11 innings, but the Cincinnati Reds took down the Brewers 4-3 on Sunday thanks to a walk-off single to score the automatic runner. The Brewers took 3 of 4 games for the Reds in the weekend series and stand 9 games ahead of the Chicago Cubs in the NL Central. Now Milwaukee comes home to take on the St. Louis Cardinals Monday afternoon in a 3-game set. The NFL season kicks off this week with a game on Thursday between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens. Then on Friday, the Green Bay Packers will take on the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. The Packers matchup has plenty of intrigue as both teams changed defensive coordinators and running backs for this season, and it'll also be the first ever NFL game in Brazil. Kickoff will be on Friday night. This week is the start of conference season in high school football. It is week 3. You can find one of nearly a dozen games around the state right here on Civic Media. With sports for Civic Media, I'm Jimmy Cusca.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 76 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 51. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 79 on Wednesday. Sunshine with a high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I'm in my new time slot from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and we'll be doing my show from Madison, where joining me in studio will be award-winning filmmaker and record producer Wendy Schneider.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with Aaron Zomers, our producer and engineer. It is Monday, September 2nd. Yes, September 2nd, Labor Day. Happy Labor Day to one and all. High atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. Hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you're celebrating. Thanks to Rick Smith and Trigvi Olson for being with us on our first hour, Mr. Zomers. In all full disclosure to our fine listening audience, we're taping this a couple of days ahead of time so that our own staff and colleagues can have a day off with their family and friends. But happy Labor Day to you.
Happy Labor Day to you as well.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Coming up on this hour, it's going to be a great second hour. Hope you stay with us. Coming up after the bottom of the hour, going to replay one of the great conversations we've had this year with Kelly Call and Sean Hannish. They are the producer and producer-director, respectively, of a brand new film coming out later this month in September called Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 World Series Brewers. They stopped by about 3 weeks ago or so, and they're going to be back on the program later this month talking about Brewers baseball, which you can hear today on some of our stations. Baseball and Labor Day go hand in hand. So it's going to be a great conversation with them. And then earlier, or last week, I guess now, we sat down with our friend, and now we can say colleague, Dan Schaefer of the great Recombobulation area. Great journalist, has worked at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, started the Recombobulation area, which is known for their accuracy, their just being a solid news source, and they have now joined, and Dan has joined Civic Media. So we sat down last week and talked with Dan about joining Civic Media, and we're going to play you some of that interview right now, get to know Dan a little better, kind of what his role is going to be here at Civic Media, and especially during election season. So, and talk about a working guy. Dan Schaefer is that kind of guy.
Absolutely. And I know Civic Media is proud to have him on, and I personally am proud to have him on.
No, it's one of those hires. When you hear about it, you're like, oh, thank goodness, yes.
It just makes sense.
It makes Civic Media better for having Dan Schaefer and the Recombobulation as a part of it. And also, he's just a heck of a lot of fun. He's a great
Absolutely.
Person. So anyway, we're going to play you that interview right now, and we'll take a little break to do a little business, but we'll get all of it in this half hour. And then at the bottom of the hour, Kelly Call and Sean Hannish of Just a Bit Outside. Here now, we pick it up, our interview last week with Dan Schaefer.
There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man.
Milwaukee's best.
It's a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity.
Hey man, what about Milwaukee, man?
It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition.
I think God
would want us to go to Milwaukee.
And it lies between the pit of a man's fears and the summit of his knowledge.
What do you think about Milwaukee?
This is the dimension of imagination. You are now entering the recombobulation area.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on Civic Media, 35 past the hour of 1 o'clock, Wednesday, August 28th. And with that music and with that intro, it gives me great pleasure and joy to introduce to you the one, the only, Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area and now political editor at Civic Media. Dan, how the heck are you?
I am doing wonderful, Todd. Thank you for that terrific introduction. Longtime listeners may have remembered that amazing clip to introduce me and my segments on the airwaves that has been part of the Civic Media Network for a while now. But I'm thrilled about this announcement. I'm thrilled to be part of Civic Media, and I'm thrilled to be here with you this afternoon, Mr. Alba.
Well, thank you so very much. We have to your point, we have to give credit. I believe it was on Dueling Tangents, right, with Luke Mathers and Brian Kelly that they first put together that lovely introduction.
It was either that or Town Call.
Oh, okay, one or the other, or maybe Will Walter as well. Whoever it was, it wasn't me. So I wanted to give credit to it, but I thought it was fantastic, and I love playing it. I love hearing it. Dan Schaefer, for those listeners of our program who might not be aware of you, first of all, what the hell is the matter with you? But no. But tell people a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, your background, and where the heck did the name Recombobulation Area come from?
Yeah, well, I'm sure there are many of your listeners who are familiar with my work, and probably a few who are not. So the Recombobulation Area is the online weekly opinion column and online publication I launched on Substack several years ago. It was a project I started while I was a stay-at-home dad, and I wanted something in to do instead of freelancing. So I started this new project and you know, kind of got me back to where I started in journalism. As an opinion columnist. That was the first job that I had at the first time I was published in print at the UW Oshkosh student newspaper, The Advanced Titan, yes. As the opinion columnist there. So starting the Recombobulation Era was a way for me to get back to opinion writing. And before that, I had been a journalist in and around Milwaukee for much of the past, 15 years now. Working as a reporter and editor at various news outlets, including Biz Times Milwaukee, Milwaukee Business Journal, and Milwaukee Magazine. I have also done a bit of work at a couple other radio stations around the market here. And I'm also very active on Twitter. So that may be the place. I get a lot of people coming up to me telling me they know me from Twitter, and I never know whether to thank them or apologize for having to deal with my tweets, especially during Bucks season. I'm also a huge Bucks fan.
Yes.
So sometimes my Twitter will turn from political news to, live tweeting a Bucks game or something like that.
Well, I follow, like I said before, I guess at the top of this hour, I really first became aware of you when I came over to Civic Media here going almost, I can't believe it, 2 years ago. And like 8 days into my employment, I was put in charge of helping to co-host our election night coverage in 2022. And I'm like, how the heck am I going to bring myself up to speed? And I found the Recombobulation Area, and we ended up using and credited you with a bunch of the stuff that we went on the air that night. And I'm like, holy crap, this guy really gets it, because as someone who spent much of my life in politics, there are very few people in journalism who truly understand and take the time to understand the nuances of Wisconsin politics. And that's something I've long admired about you, Dan, is you could talk about an obscure race in Northwest Wisconsin as much as you can about a U.S. Senate race.
Well, that's, we have a very discombobulating politics in the state of Wisconsin, and I'm glad that you and others have found that I can sometimes piece this discombobulation together in a column at the Recombobulation Area. So that is largely what we aim to do, and I'm glad it resonated with you. And, our coverage of the midterms was something that I was proud of, and it's something, similarly we'll be working on in this new role as political editor. At Civic Media, one of the things that I did that perhaps was part of that coverage was one of the previewing every race on the ballot in the Wisconsin State Legislature, and I'll be working on that again here for Civic Media. So very excited about, you know, some more Civic Media things ending up on the recombobulation area and some more recombobulation area things ending up in Civic Media. So it's we're very excited to do a little cross-pollination, a little collaboration here.
Well,
with this new agreement.
I for one, am absolutely excited because I help out on a lot of our election night stuff still, and it's just going to be exciting to work with you and having your knowledge and your take on things. And so I'm personally really thrilled about it, Dan. Talking to Dan Schaefer of the recombobulation area and now a political editor for Civic Media. Dan, we toss the name around a lot. For people who don't know, tell folks where this name, which I think is stellar, by the way, where did the recombobulation area name come from?
Well, it came from the Milwaukee airport, and it has kind of become a little bit of a locally famous place because there are no other recombobulation areas at any other airport anywhere in the world. It is a uniquely Milwaukee thing. So you go through security. It is, of course, a discombobulating experience. And yes, then you get through to the recombobulation area. You put your laptop back in your bag. You put your shoes back on. You do all the stuff and you make your way to your gate and get to your destination. So it's a word I've always really liked. And actually, back when I was at Milwaukee Magazine, you know, we were doing one of our best of issues, and I pitched the recombobulation area to be, you know, one of the kind of featured items for like a best of Milwaukee type of issue. And I got to learn a little bit about the background. And it's funny because the former airport director, Barry Bateman, who was there for like 30 plus years, it's really just something that he wanted to do and then did. And now it's a thing. So
it was a thing.
and so it's just this wonderfully quirky little piece of Milwaukee. And I thought it would make a great name for a political column because, like I said, we have these discombobulating politics and we all need to recombobulate every once in a while.
Well, you're right. It has become a thing, even, on the occasion when I've flown through Milwaukee, and not just me, but a lot of folks now, when they go through and they're putting their belt back on, their socks or their shoes at least back on, they take a minute to take a selfie or whatnot with the recombobulation area sign, and they at you on Twitter with the hope that Dan Schaefer will retweet the recombobulation area photo.
We have the greatest group of supporters and subscribers and readers and followers. And yes, that has become a trend on Twitter. Whenever people go through the Milwaukee airport, you know, it's crazy to me that people will take time out of their busy travel to take a moment and stand in front of that sign and then tag me in the photo. It's always pretty cool. And I always know when my friends are traveling, too. So, that's always nice to know.
But I think you get to a great point, Dan. And it's this, and Trygve Olsen, who just on the show earlier, who's frequently on this program and a Wisconsin guy as well, it gets to this point that I think is so important. And I think is one of the great reasons that I'm so excited to have you as a part of Civic Media, because you are a real dude. You're a Bucks fan. You're a Wisconsinite. You're a Milwaukeean. You're somebody who likes to have fun. And that means that unlike a lot of political wonks or people that just kind of sit behind some, you know, word processor or whatever people use now to write, and don't really get out there amongst the people, you're out there in Wisconsin. You're out amongst voters and you really have a connection to them. And I think that makes your writing and your take so much more pertinent and important. You're listening to our interview with Dan Schaefer, the recombobulation area, and now Civic Media. Stay tuned. The rest of the interview on the other side. It's the Todd Allball Show for Labor Day on Civic Media.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
When you think about Labor Day and what it means, do you think about Wisconsin? You should, but let's go back to explain. In the mid-1800s, activists pushed for a day to recognize workers' contributions. President Grover Cleveland signed a law in 1894, making the first Monday of every September a national holiday. So where did the first labor union form in Wisconsin? Wausau? Green Bay, Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The Badger State has an impressive history. Bricklayers and carpenters formed unions in the 1840s and were the first to push for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance. Now, did you guess? This all happened first in Milwaukee. The state's labor unions formed in 1847. The National Labor Union didn't form until 1866, 19 years later, leading the way for other states is this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Matinee on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show and Civic Media Labor Day Edition. We pick up our interview now with Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area from last week, who is now part of Civic Media. Here now is the rest of that interview. You're out there in Wisconsin, you're out amongst voters, and you really have a connection to them. And I think that makes your writing and your take so much more pertinent and important.
Well, I appreciate that. And I think it's been really important to me as, you know, one of the things that we've been doing at the Recombobulation Area is not only to deliver, you know, political analysis or opinion columns or original reporting or whatever it is that we might bring, but I think it's also about building community. And I think that's where, you know, the missions of the Recombobulation Area and Civic Media are really aligned. And it's, a, you know, pro-democracy, locally focused media, but it's also about building community and bringing people together. And I think, you know, that's it. Selfies in front of the Recombobulation Area sign is one way to do that. We're going to find a whole lot of other ways to do that through this partnership going forward.
Well, what you just said, I mean, he's been on this program multiple times before, our owner and CEO, Sage Weil. I mean, what you just said is just echoing his vision for this company and this brand. Are you at liberty, or if not, that's fine, but are there other ideas or things that listeners and readers can expect from you as political editor moving forward for Civic Media?
Yeah, I think we're still in the early stages of figuring some of those things out. Like I mentioned, I'll be working on my preview of every last race on the ballot in the Wisconsin State Legislature. So definitely be looking for that one in the coming weeks. And, you know, the timing of this change and to be joining the Civic Media here. You know, we've got an election coming up.
Right.
It's right around the corner. We've got a little over two months before Election Day. So we are, what a time to be making this change. So, you know, we'll be like, we were there at the DNC in Chicago last week. You and I talked a number of times at the RNC in Milwaukee last month. There's going to be a whole lot for us to cover here in one of the most closely contested swing states in the nation with just less than 75 days to go before Election Day. So there's going to be a whole lot for us to recombobulate.
All right, let's recombobulate a little bit, Dan Schaefer here. First opportunity that we're going to get to work together is tomorrow night, as it turns out. Civic Media is going to have a special Wisconsin Decides 2024 broadcast starting at 6 p.m. tomorrow. Dan Schaefer will join us, and because Donald Trump's going to be holding what he's billing as a town hall in La Crosse, Wisconsin. And then right after that, at 7 p.m., we're going to carry at least a large part of the CNN town hall with Kamala Harris and Tim Walz in Georgia. We've just gotten word within the last few minutes that apparently President Biden is going to be in Southwest Wisconsin on the 5th of September. All this attention, Dan Schaefer, whether it's Republican or Democratic, to me, it still seems that Wisconsin may be the state to win for whomever is going to be the next president of the United States.
Yeah, it's been the tipping point state in the last two elections in 2016 and 2020. And, you know, the four of the last six presidential elections have been in Wisconsin have been decided by less than 1%. We know it's going to be close. We know this is the toss-up state on the electoral map. And I think we're going to be right in the center of things. And I think whichever candidate wins Wisconsin, their likelihood of winning the presidency rises exponentially. And so I think that's going to be a big part of what we're looking at for the next 70 some days as this campaign sprints to the finish line.
I'll give you all about 2 minutes. I apologize, but it was just fun for our listeners to get to know you a little bit better. But help us. Let's look at the congressional and assembly if we have time. Between the 3rd district of Western Wisconsin, the 1st district congressionally along the Illinois border, and the 8th district up in the Green Bay area, which of those do you think that Democrats can flip to blue or at least have the best chance? And what about these rumors that Democrats may have a chance at the state assembly?
Yeah, so I think in the 3rd congressional district, I think was probably the most likely. It was a close race when Derek Van Orden won a couple of years ago, and the national Democrats really didn't put a whole lot into that race for fundraising. Now with Rebecca Cook winning that primary, she's proven to be a very strong fundraiser in the primary there. And I'm really interested to see, you know, kind of what the general election matchup. It's quite the contrast between the two candidates in that district. And then also as a former resident of the Fox Valley, I'm very interested in what's happening in the 8th. You know, that has been a very red district, but I think the Republican candidate Tony Weed there is not a strong one. And I think Kristen Lierley for the Democrat there could pose a really interesting challenge in that race as well. And then you mentioned the state assembly and the chances for Democrats to flip the majority there. During the DNC, I actually had a chance to sit down with Democratic Assembly Leader Greta Neubauer for a conversation, and she actually even predicted that they would flip it and put a number on it, saying that that Democrats would win 52 seats. So check out that interview at the recombobulation area.
That's the kind of insight you're going to get. Our new political editor at Civic Media, Dan Schaefer, thanks so much, Dan. Look forward to working with you. Welcome aboard. We'd love to have you here.
Thanks so much, Todd.
Stay tuned. We'll wrap it up after this on Civic Media. We thank Dan Schaefer so much of the Recombobulation area for being with us last week. We're so excited to have him on board. Stay tuned now. Coming up, our great interview again with Sean Hanisch and Kelly Call of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. You're not going to want to miss it. It's the All Ball Show for a Labor Day here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Plans to reroute part of Enbridge Energy's controversial Line 5 in northern Wisconsin are now in the hands of federal regulators. Enbridge aims to address environmental concerns. The tribe's lawyer is Gussie Lord. She says it's not enough.
This reroute is not a solution. It's a full solution to the danger of the current pipeline. In fact, it really extends the dangers of the pipeline and increases the threat of a devastating oil spill.
It's not clear when the Army Corps of Engineers will decide on the application. Six different hunting seasons are underway in Wisconsin. The Department of Natural Resources says early seasons for Canada goose and teal, as well as mourning dove, rail, snipe, and common gallinule, all opened this weekend. The Canada goose population in Wisconsin is about 40% higher than average this year. This is Civic Media News. Abandoned farm fields could be the perfect place to generate wind or solar energy. Kathleen Shannon explains.
Roughly 30 million acres of croplands in the United States have been abandoned since the 1980s, according to a recent paper. Tyler Lark is one of the report authors from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says some of these lands have been restored to natural ecosystems. Others could be the answer to big questions the country is facing about where to house increasing renewable energy development.
We ideally want to avoid our best and most productive ag lands, but we also don't want to encroach pristine or native ecosystems. And so formerly cropped lands might hit that sweet spot in the middle.
Legislators have written bills to promote renewable energy development without threatening the country's richest soils. One example is the Protecting Future Farmland Act, introduced last September by U.S. Senators Tommy Baldwin and Chuck Grassley, which would facilitate what advocates call a smarter solar build-out. I'm Kathleen Shannon.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're a celebrity, every summer is the summer to get drunk in the Hamptons and run off the road. But this is the summer to get caught doing so. First, it was Justin Timberlake, and now we'll add disgraced TV host Matt Lauer's daughter, Rami, to the list. Page Six reports that Rami, 20 years old and an avid equestrian, went off the road in the early morning hours of July 5th and fled the scene, but left a license plate behind. Someone should have told her that horses don't need license plates. The hat worn by Harrison Ford in the movie Indiana Jones Temple of Doom recently sold in an auction for $630,000. The hat was showcased early in the film when Jones and Short Round jumped from a plane about to crash. The high cost for the hat was much more than other celebrity items that were auctioned off, such as Justin Timberlake's French toast that went for just over $1,000 in 2000, or Scarlett Johansson's used tissue from The Tonight Show in 2008. True stories. Check them out.
For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weekdays from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 76 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 51. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 79 on Wednesday. Sunshine with a high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, for Maggie and the Millionaires, we'll be talking with Saru Jayaraman. We'll also check in with Dr. Ben Weston, medical advisor to Milwaukee County, and Chef Adam Pavla.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Talking baseball,
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, a special Labor Day edition, 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Going to take you to a couple, 3 weeks ago when we sat down with Sean Hanisch and Kelly Call, both Wisconsin natives. We talked about their brand new documentary film coming out this month in September, on September 13th. It's called Just a Bit Outside. I'll explain that in a minute. It's a great interview. One note, we did a giveaway. Of course, since this is taped today from a previous show, don't call in because we're not here live. So there's no giveaway per se today. We will be doing more giveaways later this week. So tune in starting tomorrow live for that. But here now, Kelly Call and Sean Hanisch of Just a Bit Outside.
Select cities.
And by God, I hope one of your cities have been selected. Coming up on September 13th, it is a new film called Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 World Series Brewers run. And joining us to talk all about it is Sean Hanisch. He is the director and producer. Sean grew up in the Milwaukee suburb of Brookfield, Wisconsin. He's been a Brewer fan since birth and grew up idolizing Yount, Molitor, Gorman Thomas, and the rest. Attended 60 games in that 1982 season, including all six playoff for home games for the playoffs as well. He is a Emmy-nominated filmmaker as well, has all kinds of great films. And Kelly Call, producer of this great film. Kelly is the former president of CBS Entertainment, a lifelong Brewer fan growing up in Burlington, Wisconsin. Beautiful Burlington. I've been there several times and never knew he'd be end up being a friend of his longtime idol, Gorman Thomas. Kelly Call, of course, 21 years, helped CBS build a durable, successful scheduling framework, making it the number one network for viewers 14 of the last 15 seasons. He's brought us great shows such as Survivor and my personal favorite, Blue Bloods, if only it was still around for next season. But that's not why you called. Kelly Call and also Sean Hanisch, welcome to the program, guys. Thanks for taking time for us.
Thanks so much, Todd.
It's so great, and to have two Wisconsin guys here, and this may be important later on this half hour. Sean, you grew up in Brookfield, Kelly in Burlington. Sean, talk about what it was like just growing up as a kid in Southeast Wisconsin, and how did you become a Brewer fan, and how did you get into filmmaking?
Well, I mean, actually, I have my parents to thank for my love of all sports. I come from a very a sports fan heavy family. I was lucky enough to my parents had tickets to the Brewers since I think they got season tickets starting in about 1974, and I was a lucky kid. I got to see all these guys grow up, and all the way up until I was 14. And there's really nothing like a summer day in at the park.
Right.
When you're 14 years old with your family, going in to see this incredible group of players, an incredible group of people that continue to win, continue to like. There was something. I know I'm getting right to the movie here, but I have such a fondness for that time in my life growing up, mm-hmm. because it's something that brought together my family, that brought together the community so beautifully, and you really felt like you're. I don't know. There's a real a community there that forms. I think Wisconsin sports fans and their teams have a special bond. Whether it's the Packers, the Bucks, the Brewers, the Badgers. There's something. I don't know. I've always felt stronger about those ties than I think some people that grow up in Los Angeles feel about their ties to their sports teams.
Right. I couldn't agree more. We've taken the show on the road all across Wisconsin this spring and summer. And you know what people don't want to talk to me a lot about? Politics. And when we talk about things like the Packers or the Badgers or the Brewers, they love it. They're like, Todd, talk more about that because it brings us together. So I couldn't agree with you more. How did you end up with a kid from Brookfield end up in the filmmaking business?
Well, my dad was in advertising. He had an advertising agency in Milwaukee. So I was able to go on sets, and since I was a little kid, I was actually in a few commercials when I was a child, some of his spots. So I grew up around the community of creatives and being on a set, and I was able to really learn all the different positions, at a very low cost, when I was a teenager or in college. And it really was when I was at Madison studying under they have an incredible film studies department and a really good production school. And that's really where I fell in love with film. And then I was, you know, fortunate enough to get into USC graduate film school and then moved out here. And that was kind of the ticket or the sign that told me, hey, you could do this for a living.
Kelly Call, you're another Badger alum. In fact, his handle is Cali Badger. We welcome back to the program. We love you having you on here again, Kelly. Talk to folks that maybe didn't hear it when you were on before. Again, your love of Brewers, how you kind of got to be a Brewer fan growing up in beautiful Burlington, Wisconsin, and then how you got into ended up being one of the most powerful people in Hollywood, being the president of CBS Entertainment.
Well, I think it's a little bit kind of what Sean said. As a kid growing up in Wisconsin, it's just kind of osmosis. You know, you're checking the, you know, and people forget now, I think, how different it was then. You're checking the paper the next day. If the team played on the West Coast, how'd they do? Oh, the West Coast scores aren't even in the Journal or the Sentinel today. So there's just a great mystery. Right. So doing that, and, you know, I think it just, you know, in the pennant chase that year, just getting caught up on it, and every game you're living and dying with the team. And again, it's, if you're not watching, and I would watch on, I think it was good old Channel 18, you know, then you're again checking the paper in the morning to get any information how the team did. I think, like I said, it was just and where I do think Wisconsin is unique. And I think what our film does is, you know, we've had some people say, what's left to tell about this story? Well, you know, I think as we learn making the film, you know, there was just in the context of the 80s and the economy in Milwaukee and unemployment and this town that was really down on its luck, you know, this team and this diverse, interesting, kind of crazy group of players bonded together and lifted this whole city up really to just to the brink of winning it all. Didn't quite get there, but then the city showed, you know, their love for the team and paid them back. And I think that's kind of what we, you know, got into. And I would say the other thing we found along the way is, you know, it still sits with these players to this day. It when we started, I think this was just, we were going to put a bunch of drinking stories together on film and have a good time with it, and there are a lot of those. but you know, in talking to them, boy, we would, you know, do these interviews and you would get to the end and you would get to game seven, and I think we took these guys back to, you know, kind of a place they don't go too often.
Yeah.
And it sticks with them to this day. There's regret there, and they all handle it in different ways. But boy, it was I think, you know, Robin Yount said it best, you know, greatest ride of his life up to game seven, and game seven, worst day of his life.
Wow. Amazing. We're talking to Sean Hannish and Kelly Call of the new film coming out in September called Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 World Series Brewers. Sean, how did you guys come? Whose idea was it first to do this? Yours or Kelly's, or like who, how did this come to happen?
Well, I'll let Kelly take that, because really it started with Kelly and Gorman on a golf course.
All right, Kelly, as so often happens, right, in politics and entertainment and life, it starts on a golf course. Go ahead.
Gorman, of the 82 team, you know, I love them all, but Gorman was my guy. He was my hero. I modeled my batting stance after him. I wore my stirrups like he did. You know, I took big cuts at the ball and struck out a lot like he did, and occasionally we get lucky and hit one a long ways. So when I found, and this is maybe 10 years ago, when I found I would have a chance to play golf with him, I kind of jumped at it. And I was, of course, very nervous to hang out with him and to meet him. But then we got out there together. And I, honestly, within, you know, by the end of the first hole, it was, he's telling stories and he is kind of regaling all the guys we're playing with of tales from the team, including a lot from 82. And basically, you know, on each hole, he had a new story for us. And, you know, eventually, and this went on a couple of years, and I heard kind of so much that I talked to Sean. And I said, you know, I think there's something here. Ultimately, it was not what we ended up with, but it was the kernel was this kind of crazy bunch of guys who kind of went out pretty much every night on the road, wherever they were, and in Milwaukee. But then would go out and, you know, hit home runs and win games the next day. It was kind of neat. And so that was kind of the kernel of it. And Sean and I spoke, and then we ended up doing some kind of phone interviews with some of the players to make sure that we, you know, had something. And you know, the more we talked, the more we knew we had something. And like I said, it probably the end and the final product is probably a little different than what we thought when we started. But it's, you know, absolutely satisfying. And what an incredible ride. There's no, you know, I think a lot of stories you've got to embellish the storyline along the way. But this story of the season needs absolutely no embellishment. It's a roller coaster ride, and it's all true.
Sean, talk about this, what Kelly just said. Pick up on that, where you thought you were, where you started from, and how the film evolved as a director, what you got. How did that happen, and where did it end up?
Well, I think it's really fascinating because documentary is so different than making a narrative film. In the narrative film, you start with the script. The script is everything. In the documentary, you really form we had an outline, right? And the season lays out beautifully structurally. You know, high expectations, team falls flat on their face, have to replace the manager. The manager is a local legend. And I mean, if we all remember Harvey Keene, he had a peg leg. And, you know, I mean, it's incredible. And he and his wife lived above the bar that her family owned. I mean, you could not script this better for a CBS show. you know, and then this team goes on this ride, this rocket ship all summer. Yeah. And then it's like, okay, we're going to win this thing. Oops. But then Raleigh gets hurt. And you're like, and then we get down to Baltimore. And so you just have to win one game. And we lose the first three out of four. And then pull it out there, lose the first two in Anaheim, come home to win all three, you know, take it to the seventh game of the World Series. It's like we knew there was a structure there. What we didn't know was the depth of emotion that these players still carried with them. And that really dictated and dictates how the film turned out. It was our first real proof of concept here was our first interview, which happened to be Robin Yount. Mm-hmm. And Robin invited us into his home for this interview, which was very generous. He didn't know us. And we sat down, and 2 hours and 45 minutes later, his wife looked over at me, Michelle, and she said, "I've never heard him say the words he said to you today in wow. that way."
Wow.
And it was this, there's something, God, we hit something. And it was, maybe it's timing, but it was like all of these players still hold so much emotion about that season, so much emotion about the relationships they formed with each other. They're all still really good friends. Mm-hmm. They're all really good guys. And they have such a love of the city of Milwaukee, the fans of the Brewers, the fans of the state of Wisconsin, because we showed up for them. And Kelly said this earlier. What really came out, Todd, after a few interviews, we said, oh, this is a love story. This is a story of a town that was down on its luck, a lot of plant closings, a recession in the early 80s. Mm-hmm. It was a town that needed something to lift them up. They needed a team. And then when the team lost the seventh game of the World Series at their lowest moment, the town showed up and threw them an enormous parade, bigger than the parade that the World Series champion Cardinals had. And so it turned out to be a love story, and it's beautiful.
After a few interviews, we joked that, you know, this was kind of like Field of Dreams, where our mission was to like ease their pain. that's kind of what it felt like. And you know, hopefully we'll the players are going to see this in a couple weeks, and we'll see if we did that or not.
Absolutely amazing. We're talking with Kelly Call and Sean Hannish of the new film, just a bit outside the 82 Brewers World Series run. We're going to come back, give you a chance to be at the premiere and also a Brewers game. A trivia next, more interviews. It's the All Ball Show for a Thursday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on Civic Media, a special Labor Day edition. This is a pre-recorded show. We're about to do, a couple of weeks ago, what you're going to hear, a giveaway for tickets to this great movie, Just a Bit Outside, and a Brewers game. Please don't call in today because Zomers and I are having a beer somewhere. But we're going to be back live tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of the interview. We'll give away more opportunities for tickets for the movies and for Brewers games later this week. Here now, the rest of the interview with Kelly Call and Sean Hayes. It is now 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. Coming up, Maggie Dawn Show after CBS News or ABC News, depending upon which station you are listening to across Civic Media in Wisconsin. We are talking to Kelly Call, producer, and also Sean Hanisch, director and producer of the great new film coming out in September called Just a Bit Outside, the 82 Brewers World Series run. This is a little production on the fly. Mr. Zomers, how long is that clip? Do we have, what's the time on that? Do we know?
A minute and a half.
Minute and a half. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play you this Brewers clip, and while it's playing, we're going to give you a chance to win 4 tickets to the Brewers game coming up on September 6th at 5:10 in the afternoon. And then a week later, on Friday, September 13th, 4 tickets to the world premiere at a Marcus Theater near you. The trivia question to win this great package: at the beginning of the interview, we told you the hometowns of both of our guests, Kelly Call and Sean Hanisch. There are 2 correct answers. The first person to give us one of the correct answers, the hometown of our guests, wins this package. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Make it easy. 855-75-CIVIC. Give us one of the hometowns of our guests, Sean Hanisch or Kelly Call. We'll take the first right answer while we're waiting. Mr. Zomers, if we can, here is the clip that we have from Just a Bit Outside, the 82 Brewers World Series team.
What you hear in the background are 54,968 fans. Nobody has left.
The stadium was so loud. As players, you can hear things. Even when it's loud, even when you still hear the ball hit the bat. And you kind of get a sense of how the ball was hit by the sound. But I never remember not being able to hear the ball hit the bat, except this time.
Vlad ready. The 1-2 pitch.
I didn't hear the sound of the bat that I was so used to hearing. And it was kind of eerie. It was odd. I questioned on how hard he hit it.
It was a one-hopper, a good thing, because he smoked the ball.
It came right up to me, a perfect one-hop. I go to throw it to first base, and I let it go.
I'm like, oh, my God, this is it, this is it. All I could think about was just catching the ball and jumping.
And I'm watching this ball go across the diamond to Coop, and I swear to you, they've turned the dial back and it's in slow motion. I'm not sure it's ever gonna get there.
The ball looked like it was just in slow motion, coming across, coming across, coming across, hurry, get here.
It was the craziest thing.
Ball lined to Yannick, short. He throws.
Wow. I mean, I can't. I want to go see this right now. That is a great clip from just a bit outside the story of the 82 World Series Brewers. We have Kelly Call and Sean Hannish, producers and director. This is fantastic.
Todd, I've seen that clip at least 50 times now, and I'm still goosebumpy right here listening to that.
Seriously, if the camera could pick it up, I mean, literally, I just. Oh, my God, guys. Thank you both for doing this on behalf of all the Brewers fans in the state of Wisconsin and across the country. This is fantastic. I want to get to more of the film. But first of all, the question to win 4 tickets to the Brewers game at AmFam Field on September 6th and 4 tickets to the premiere of this great film coming out September 13th. They are guests, Sean Hannish, Kelly Call, both from Wisconsin. Give us one of their hometowns. Let's go to Hans here listening on WMDX in Verona. Hans, give us one of the two hometowns of our guests.
Brookfield.
You are correct. Nicely done. The hometown of Sean Hannish. Are you able to go to both the game on September 6th and the premiere on the 13th?
Absolutely.
That's great. You have a quick go. When's the last time you were at a Brewers game, Hans?
Probably about 3 weeks ago.
Nice. So you're a Brewers fan?
Oh, absolutely. The girls are big fans.
Are you old enough to remember the 82 World Series?
No, I was 3 years old then, but I talk a lot to my dad, and I've watched a lot about it, and I grew up watching Molitor and Yount, so I kind of feel like I watched it, but yeah, not really.
Well, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for calling. Don't go anywhere. Hold on the phone. Mr. Zomers will take your information. You were going to that Brewers game on the 6th and the world premiere of Just a Bit Outside on September 13th.
Sean, can we sweeten the pot and send that man a poster from the movie?
100%.
All right.
There you go. Our guests are fantastic. Awesome. Hans, you're getting the poster for the movie as well. That's fantastic. All right, Hans. Great. Thank you, Hans. Hang on. Zomers will be with you in a second. I have no words. This is just the coolest thing ever, you guys. And we only got about a couple minutes left. Tell me something that you want Wisconsinites to know about this film.
I would like them to know that one of the goals that we set out to do was to help people go. I wanted people to be able to go back in time and relive the emotions of that entire journey. And you know what? When I saw that scene and all that leads up to winning the fifth game of the American League Championship, I felt the same joy watching that as I did being in the stands. And I was like, we got it. We got it. We can, like Hans when he was 3. He's going to go see this movie and now feel like he was there.
Kelly,
that's the thing.
Kelly, about a minute and a half left.
I'm not sure I could top that. I some people have said, well, what's left to tell about this story? But I'm very confident, if you go see this, you're going to learn things you absolutely did not know. There's a subtext to this. There's an emotion that the players show. There's the context of the city and the time. There's just a lot underneath this beyond just the story of the season and they got to game 7. I would also add, I've shown this to folks who know the story and folks who don't know the story, and they both go along for the ride and enjoy it, whether you know all the details or know no details.
The film comes out September 13th. You're not going to want to miss it. It's called Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers World Series. Thanks again to Kelly Call and Sean Hannish. Great movie, Just a Bit Outside. We thank them so very much for that. Again, have a wonderful, have a safe Labor Day the rest of today. We'll be back with you live tomorrow on Tuesday with a brand new show, more opportunities to win tickets for Just a Bit Outside and Brewers games. Thanks.
Eagle, 1490 AM. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm in my new time slot from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And we'll be doing my show from Madison, where joining me in studio will be award-winning filmmaker and record producer Wendy Schneider.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Earl Ingram.
Mayor Brian Kennedy of Glendale.
I've heard Republicans say this is a coup. Nobody voted for Kamala Harris. Yeah, when I voted for Joe Biden in the primaries, I was voting for Kamala Harris to be his vice presidential running mate. In this case, Joe Biden stepped aside. We nominated Kamala Harris.
I think it's a little bit like the Dodgers complaining that the Braves starting pitcher who injured his shoulder yesterday isn't starting today.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.